Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as always, me saying stuff first means it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know I love putting you on the hot seat.
I do.
But first, we've got to clear up your challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the phrase traffic signal. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase for what you might do to remove marks from a wall. What is the phrase?
I don't know.
Well, if you change the S to an E, you can spell clean graffiti.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Those Fs led me to scuffs.
Ah.
And that was a fool's errand. Well, Mike, I hope you have your air conditioning up high. NASA says 2016 has already been the hottest year on record, and since it's August 12th, it's fair to say, here in the Northeast, we're right in the middle of the dog days of summer.
No kidding.
So, today's quiz is all about dogs.
All right.
The most famous dog show in the U.S., held annually at Madison Square Garden since 1877, shares its name with a popular tourist attraction in London. What is the name of the dog show?
It is called the Westminster Dog Show.
And even more specifically, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
That's correct.
Terriers are by far the winningest breed at that dog show, and the oldest dog to ever win it was 10 years old.
70, right.
Right. He's a math professor.
That's right.
Brian, Porkchop, Snowy, Santa's Little Helper, Sparky. What do all these dogs have in common?
They are all animated dogs.
Well done. From Family Guy, Doug, Tintin, The Simpsons, and South Park, who was voiced by...
Mr. George Clooney.
Nicely done. The mascot of Southern Illinois University, do you know it? Is the Saluki. One of the sports world's most famous Salukis is two-time NBA champion Walt Clyde Frazier, who has announced the games of which NBA team for the past 30 seasons. Let me give you a little help. So the first answer takes place in the same building where this team plays.
Oh, the New York Knicks?
Nicely done. The 2000 comedy Best in Show satirizes the world of competitive dog shows, one of several mockumentary films featuring a regular ensemble, portraying a breeder named Harlan Pepper, who also directed this film.
You're talking about the inimitable, the amazing Christopher Guest.
Nicely done, Mike. And finally, two of the most famous novels about canines are The Call of the Wild and White Fang, published in 1903 and 1906, respectively. Which author, who died at age 40 in Sonoma County, California, wrote those books?
Jack London wrote those books.
Well done. His Wolf House is now a part of the Jack London Historic State Park in California. While Mike Nothnagel was top dog today, he went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go fetch some extra credit questions over at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also revisit the questions that Ian just asked us or this challenge.
Start with the term bearded collie. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase, 6 letters, 7 letters, describing what you might have to do to read an unfamiliar language. What is the phrase? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and also a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.